This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. If you think back the last 20 years of your life, I bet a lot happened to you that you did not see coming. You know, hopefully you had some unexpected blessings, but maybe some obstacles that you had to overcome. Either way, there were big unknowns in your past, right? And we know that's just going to continue into the future. So that's what we're going to talk about today, the big unknowns in retirement. What are some of them, Camille?
So some of the biggest unknowns that, you know, unfortunately we can't do perfect planning for is the first one is longevity. None of us know how long we're going to live. You know, we can look at our parents and grandparents to get a somewhat idea, but that is a big area where I've talked to clients sometimes and they're just like, I don't want to live past 90. And I said, but what if you do? We still need to plan for that. So that's a big unknown we have to consider. Some of the other ones are healthcare costs. Those are ever changing and they continue to go up. And then performance of the market over time, right? We have no idea if the market's going to go up, down, sideways, left, right, what's going to perform, what's not. We can just look at past performance and look at these indicators to determine the best moves for you. And then also taxes. We've seen taxes go up and down in the past, but where are taxes going to land and how are they going to land for you during different points in your life? Those are all these big areas that we have to look at and we have to consider when planning for your retirement.
Okay, very good. So I want to get into longevity. That's the first unknown, right? None of us have any idea how long we're going to live in retirement. So how in the world do we know if we've saved enough?
Well, it's a great question. It's a question I think everybody asks themselves going into retirement is, you know, have we saved enough? First of all, you got to kind of get an idea of your spending habits. And so we have people put together a budget for it. It's not to keep them on budget, but it's to get a better understanding on their, let's say, everyday spending, plus all their fun time spending, all their dreams. So making sure that we're helping them take care of those dreams that you've been having while you're working so hard and you're going, boy, when I retire, I'm going to be able to do this, that, or the other thing. And we want that part of your plan. So we want to spend that. We also want to help you understand that, let's say you retire at 65 years old. Well, you've probably got a good 10 to 15 years of running around doing things. And so we want to front load your retirement. We want to make sure that you're having as much fun and spending as much money as your plan will allow you to in the early years when you can enjoy it. We know because we have plenty of clients that have gotten older and they're slowing down. And we understand that. But as you get older, you're probably not going to be traveling as much. So let's take care of that travel as soon as you retire. Let's get you going. And one of the things that we really stress is when you go into retirement, you should get as healthy as possible because that's your go-go years. Mm. So we want to make sure that you're thinking about that. So when you're 55 years old, you should be doing yoga, stretching, eating right, and getting yourself in the best possible health condition so that when you do retire, you can make all those dreams come true and do all of those fun things that you want to do. Here's another thing. Having a consistent income, having a pension is one of the greatest things that people have because they look in their bank account each month and it gets filled up again. Now, more and more companies are getting rid of pensions. So that's where at Monolith Financial Group, we look at putting together a self-directed pension. So something that you can count on, money coming into you every single month and knowing that even if you live way too long, as we say, that money's still going to be coming to you. And it's fun when we do that budget and then we put together, here's where all your income sources are going to be coming from. And then we can sit there and say, you know what? Your budget isn't high enough. You need to spend more. How would you like to spend an extra $10,000 a year traveling or $10,000 a year spending time with your grandchildren? Putting together that plan is something that we love to do at Monolith Financial Group because it's different for everyone. So we get to put together a different plan each time. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. That's 916-884-2584. And we will start putting together a plan together. Call us now. We're here to help you plan.
And remember that website, monolithfinancial.com. Great information there, too. And just want to thank you so much for joining us with Jeff and Camille, father-daughter legacy team. They're located right here in Sacramento and here to guide you about your retirement. If you haven't called them yet, do so, because you'll be glad you did. I think we all need some guidance at this time in our lives, and they can certainly outline everything that you need to know about and understand as you're heading into and through retirement. So thank you so much for joining us. We're talking about just retirement unknowns. Here's another thing that actually a lot of people probably know this number because we bring it up a lot on our show. Fidelity tells us that the average couple retiring today is going to spend about $315,000. This is after taxes, on health care in retirement. Those are overwhelming numbers. They do not include long-term care. So, Camille, let's kind of go through that again. How do you help your retirees plan for health care costs?
Well, one of the biggest things, and you know, part of what makes up that $315,000 estimate is your Medicare supplement, your Advantage plan. I talk about, you know, the counterpart to Uncle Sam, who is Aunt Irma, who attaches herself to your Medicare Part B premium. That can do with a lot of why the healthcare estimates are so high. But you know, what I found throughout the years is the long-term care portion is kind of one of people's least favorite things to talk about and one of the least things addressed when, you know, they come over and they've been working with somebody else or maybe doing their own finances throughout the years is they kind of go, oh, I'll figure out long-term care when I get there. That's kind of that normal answer I get. And, you know, what I found is people don't really want to think about it because they know the costs typically are very large. And so that kind of puts them into a worry. And I go, I want to help dissolve a lot of that worry for you because we need to address long-term care and we need to see how are we going to plan for that? Because the reality is over about 30 to 40% of us are going to need some type of long-term care in our lifetime. So I don't want to have your plan blow up in your face because we never addressed something we should have in the first place. So when it comes to long-term care, what we're looking at is how are you maybe covered? Do you have enough assets that you could pay out of your own pocket for them? Do you have a long-term care insurance plan? You know, what does that cover exactly? That's really important, is understanding if you have a plan, how is it activated? What does it cover? How do you get access to those monies? If you don't have one, what are your other options? You know, whether you maybe have some health concerns where you'd be typically denied through regular long-term care insurance, there are other ways that you can actually get approved for long-term care assistance, and you don't even have to go through medical underwriting to get it. You know, I helped these two ladies, and they both had some very serious health issues where I knew, hey, we're not going to be able to go down the traditional route of getting you long-term care through life insurance. Mm-hmm. But what we can do is we can actually get you started on a product that not only as part of the features of it will give you guaranteed income for life, but if either one of you needs long-term care, your income will be doubled regardless if the account value is down at zero for a maximum of 5 years.
Wow.
And they were like, oh, well, do I have to be in a nursing care facility? And I was like, no, not at all. You can actually be getting care right there in your home. So there's a lot of different avenues to look at. It's just, I need to know more about you. And that's part of our discovery visit with you, is getting to know who you are and what you want your plan to look like.
Wow. I love that. Great solutions there. Again, you know, you can help people individually. Not everybody has the same story. The other thing is we can end up being healthy and, you know, honestly having smaller medical bills for a long period of time. That'd be lucky. Or we could get sick and then have big expenses and a shorter lifespan. So the question is, how in the world do you guys plan for both scenarios?
Well, you just said it right there. We have a plan. right? So what we always need to do is we need to have a plan that's flexible so that when situations like that arise, we can make those adjustments to go, hey, here's how your plan is going to sit. We know that life changes. We know that there's plenty of unknowns. I mean, that's what we're talking about right now is those unknowns. So that's why when we are setting up your personalized Monolith money map, we are looking at and addressing those healthcare expenses because we don't want there to be that big, large expense. And now all of a sudden you're worried about the other one being able to continue to live in retirement and maybe have to unretire or not to continue to enjoy your life because of those big unknown expenses. So once again, the important part is you need a plan. And that's what we're here to help you with is let us help be your partner in creating that retirement plan that you can count on and feel comfortable and confident in. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. And of course, to make it easy on you, text the word visit to 916-884-2584. You'll get a link directly to our calendar so we can start talking one-on-one about how you want your retirement dream to look.
You know, it's impossible to predict whether the markets are going to be up, down, sideways, whatever, when we go into retirement. And that's one of the big unknowns that we all face. So here's the question, Camille. How do you build a plan for good markets, bad markets, and everything in between?
Well, you first need to have a plan. And, you know, one of the things I've really started emphasizing for so many people who come and talk to us is the concept of no one has a crystal ball. Nobody knows what the markets are going to do. But what we do here at Monolith Financial Group is we put together a plan so that when the markets do, as they consistently do, go up and down, that your lifestyle living expenses don't have to change with it. And what that means is just because the markets take, you know, a downturn, I don't want you to have to change how you're living in retirement so that you're not able to travel, that you're not able to buy groceries, or you're worried about how you're going to pay your mortgage, things like that. That's why we create a plan and we look at all these different areas of saying, hey, number one, where is all of your income coming from? How much of it is guaranteed? How much can we make guaranteed? How do we go ahead and adjust for inflation? And then also, how much risk are you taking in the market as well? We really have to spend a lot of time putting together that plan so that you understand, hey, if you maybe have a lifestyle living expense of $5,000 a month, well, we need to make sure that most of that $5,000, if not all of it, is guaranteed. Could you imagine not having to worry about paying your expenses, including the things that you want to do, like traveling, maybe to go see grandkids or supporting grandkids, going to college and school like that and their activities, and being able to do that even when the market is down? So when everyone else is maybe nervous or anxious because of the falling markets and how they're going to pay bills, you can just sit back and go, I got it covered because you've worked with Monolith and you've put together a plan to guarantee all or most of your lifestyle living expenses. That's what we do. And that's why when good markets, bad markets happen, most of our clients are going, hey, we're okay. Now we understand that, you know, you can get a little anxious when markets go down. I mean, everyone has those emotional responses. We're human, right? But that's why we're also your partner when it comes to those and give you information proactively to say, hey, here's where you are risk-wise. Here's what we talked about. Remember how we put together your purpose of money and looked at, you know, how we wanted these different pots to work for you and the goal and the, how they were going to achieve these different areas in your retirement. And people go, oh yeah, like I forgot. Okay. I remember like we solved for this. We talked about when these moments are going to happen. And so that's really where that confidence and comfortability comes with having a Monolith money map plan.
And there's that keeping calm again, you know, your clients can keep calm, you know, and carry on and not have that anxiety. But, you know, the thing is, you know, we're going to have market risks, like you're saying. Is there anything we can do to reduce it within our plan? Because you guys work to do that, don't you?
Yeah, so that is one of the biggest things we look at, because what have people done for years and years up until they retire is they have saved and they're usually in growth mode. You know, we had a lady that came in to visit with us. She was actually working with about three other advisors at this time. And we asked her, you know, do you understand what you're in, how much risk you're taking? And she goes, honestly, I really don't know. I've relied a lot on the advisors to go ahead and help me. My husband, who had since passed, used to deal with it. She goes, so I don't really know what I'm doing. Well, when we had done our risk analysis, which we offer anyone who is listening, we found out that she was, you know, at a very high risk level. She was moderate to aggressive. And reality was she didn't even need to be aggressive or moderately aggressive at all. She could put her money underneath the mattress and live off of her monies for the rest of her life. So realistically, when we look at things like that, we're going, hey, you don't need to swing for the fences in retirement and take the risk like you used to when you were growing your portfolio. Now it's more important to understand what rate of return do you need in retirement to keep you there and keep you comfortable. And so for her, what we did is, you know, we really looked at balancing and really making sure that just because some of her market money would maybe go down or it would have, you know, a good growth year, that all of her monies weren't affected in the same way. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. Let us help you discover how we can help you stay in retirement and do that comfortably and confidently. 916-884-2584.
And their website, monolithfinancial.com, monolithfinancial.com. Find out even more about Camille and Jeff. They would love to help you out. And they help retirees, have been doing so for, gosh, the past 20-some years. So we would love to have you get some guidance from them. So make sure you do that. We're talking about unknowns in retirement. We don't really know what the tax policy is going to be when we go into retirement. So that's another thing we need to talk about, Jeff, how you help people plan for taxes in the future.
Oh, and we love helping people with that because that's probably the number two concern besides, you know, I'm going to run out of money. But the number two concern is, gosh, what type of money am I going to have to spend after I pay all these crazy taxes? You know, a great example is a couple we've been working with for over 6 years now. And when the tax brackets changed, they went, oh, wait, now we can show income up to over $300,000 a year and only pay 24% federal tax. And we went, yeah, let's put a plan together to go ahead and do Roth conversions. So we've been doing Roth conversions now of $150,000 they could add and still keep under that 24% federal tax bracket. And now they've converted, what, six times? That's almost $900,000 of their IRA money or 401k money to Roth money. So now let me ask you the question. I love asking this question because if that money is taxed at zero, if they double or triple the tax bracket, what's two or three times zero?
Zero.
It's still zero. So that's a way that you can prepare yourself for retirement and go ahead and now have money that regardless what the tax bracket is not taxed. If people understood this and those Gen Xers out there that are getting ready to retire or everybody that's working still today, go to your employer and say, hey, by the way, I know we have a 401k. Do we have a Roth 401k? Because now you can pay the taxes on that money before it grows. And that now will grow in a Roth 401k as a tax-free account for you. And you're paying taxes now, knowing what the tax bracket is, not waiting till retirement to not have any idea what the tax brackets are. You're taking advantage of what the tax brackets are today. It's called tax planning. And I think everybody out there should be planning their taxes each year not just waiting till the end of the year, take a, we used to say, but I don't know if people do this anymore, but you know, a shoebox full of receipts and give it to your, give it to your CPA. Now everything's computerized now, but it's something that we have computers now that can tell us what tax bracket you'll be by the end of the year, knowing what you're going to be spending or bringing in as income. We also know that toward the end of the year, well, if we want to go to this tax bracket with our income, we could do Roth conversions of, let's say, this couple. They can do $150,000 and still not go into the next tax bracket over 24%. Now, the way the tax brackets for a married couple goes also, it goes from 22% to 24%. So the next tax bracket is only 2% more. Why aren't more wealthy, I'll just say, people out there with these large 401ks, large IRAs doing Roth conversions? Probably because their advisor isn't talking to them about. Here at Monolith Financial Group, that's one of the things that we will talk to you about, how you can be more tax efficient. I love Camille says this, pay less to the IRS. I mean, that is what part of our process is how can you pay less to the IRS over your lifetime? Give us a call, 916-884-2584. Again, 916-884-2584. You can also just text to that number, visit, you go to our calendar and set up a time that we can talk. Give us a call now. We are here to help you and help you put a plan to pay less to the IRS. Call us now, 916-884-2584.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.